WFIT is pleased to welcome Sunday River. Thanks for coming in today.
It's our pleasure to be here.
I'm speaking with Grayson Charnock, the guitarist and vocalist, who has just released a new EP called Sleeping Sideways. A great sounding EP.
Thank you so much.
It's really good. Can you introduce the band today?
Yes, indeed. We've got Sean Boyle on the drums and other percussive elements as well, and Kyle Fournier on the bass guitar.
All right, they're known as Someday River, and they're going to play live for us. What song do you got queued up here?
We're going to start it off with a song called Day Changer. It was our first single off of Sleeping Sideways.
At Someday River here at WFIT, a track from their great new EP called Sleeping Sideways. That's a song called Day Changer. And we're speaking with Grayson Charnock today. And Man, the EP sounds great. I know some people say that it's an experimental folk rock, post-rock project. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in here.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take you to put this project together?
I'd say the project is probably about 5 years in the making, but the record is like 2 years in the making.
Yeah.
I recorded all at home and kind of learned along the way with the process of it all, and kind of figured out. I started recording my own music like 9 years ago, and so this is kind of the first whole project that I've come out with.
Yeah. I've heard from other musicians sometimes that recording their own project, you can get sort of stuck in a rabbit hole, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you find that when you were putting this together?
Yes. definitely. I mean, and that's the hardest thing about producing and recording yourself is you lose track of what's working, what's not working, and then something that was great, you might just get, I don't know, callous to, and then get rid of it. And it's good to have other people with ears to kind of give you feedback and everything. So sending the tracks to friends and family and stuff and getting feedback from other musicians is a big part of the process.
Right, I think that's really important, yeah. Did you record this project with the band today?
Yes. This has been the lineup for Someday River since our first show, which was 1 year ago on July 4th.
Wow. The thing that sort of caught my attention there is I hear like sounds of like Radiohead and like a lot of electronics and things, but like this pop sheen to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're great catchy songs.
Yeah, I have this theory that anything that has a snare drum is pop music. So I don't know.
Well, it seems to be working. We're speaking with Someday River, and they have just released their new EP called Sleeping Sideways. And I don't know if you were going to play a song called Cave. Were you going to play that today?
We were going to do it if we had enough time for it, but
We can make time for it.
Then we could just do that one now.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Because I just want to set this up, because I have heard that this song, Cave, was inspired by Plato. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Plato's Allegory of the Cave. I don't know. Yeah, this is an older song that I've been working on for a while. And it's kind of about, if you're not familiar with the Allegory of the Cave, it's about people who are in this cave and they're faced towards a wall, and there's people with shadow puppets in front of a fire casting shadows on the wall. And for them, that is everything. That's reality. And then they leave the cave and discover that there's an entire world outside of the cave, which is actually reality. And it's kind of like what Cave deals with is like the decision of to go back into the cave and be blissfully ignorant, or to deal with what's outside the cave, which is obviously more grandiose and much scarier. And it's kind of about having 1 foot in the cave and 1 foot out of the cave.
See, we learned something by listening to the radio today.
Yeah, sure.
So we have Someday River in our performance studio, and I believe they're going to play Cave.
This song's called Cave.
You and
That's an energetic version of that song Cave by Someday River from their new EP. And yeah.
Almost lost the headphones on that one.
I know, you were rocking out.
That one brings it out of me.
So Grayson, the last time you were here a couple years ago, you performed with Swim. We had him in our performance studio. Did you go out on tour with them, play some shows?
Yeah, I've played some really awesome shows. They've given me some great opportunities. It's usually on the East Coast or in Florida, generally speaking. They have a great group of guys they jam with out in California and elsewhere as well. But I think Chris and Adam are sort of the core members, and sometimes it's hard to fly your whole band to Florida. So I'm kind of old buddies with them and like to fill in on bass.
You're the Florida guy.
Yeah. But we got to do some really cool stuff. I got to play with like Dr. Dog and do like Okeechobee with them. So
now what gigs do you have coming up with this band?
We've got one actually with Swim and Hank and Cupcakes at Will's Pub in Orlando in August. I know it's a little far out. I'm playing some solo gigs this next month or two in Orlando and St. Pete.
Right.
So, but yeah, we've got that, and then we're doing Ringling Underground in Sarasota and another thing called Vibes of the Bay in Ybor.
Now, since you're a Florida-based band, what do you think about the music scene in Florida here? Because, you know, there is some great music in Florida, and sometimes it's sort of under the radar screen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's really great music everywhere, I'm sure, but I have seen so much great music coming out of Florida. And obviously, I'm from Orlando, so I see a lot of stuff happening out of there. The art scene is just really strong, and everybody's sort of supportive of each other. It's cool because you see people who play in like punk groups go out and see their buddies who are in like pop bands and stuff like that. So there's a lot of just general camaraderie, and it's a very wholesome music scene.
It does seem like a pretty healthy community for musicians. Like you said, they play on other projects, you know, and they help each other at gigs. I know when we speak with local bands here, and they're all really supportive of all the musicians.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good scene.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's a band out of Melbourne called JC and the Knickknacks. We're really good friends with them too. And I saw they did a studio session here. It came out really great.
Well, hopefully they're listening right now.
Hey.
So we're speaking today with Someday River, who has just released a new EP called Sleeping Sideways. And the EP is out in the usual sources, iTunes and all that stuff.
iTunes, Spotify, etc.
And you made a hard copy of it too.
It's a hard copy, yeah. Just for anybody, any of the old school people, we
actually dinosaurs,
really cool. People. We got vintage things called CDs.
Did you make vinyl on these?
Not yet, but I would love to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just waiting for it's a long process, long waiting process to get vinyl returned, and it's also very expensive. So
right.
That's the main hang up.
Well, we love the new EP, so we'd love to hear another song.
Awesome. Well, then what do you think? Path? And we'll do a song called Path.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Someday River performing live for us this afternoon on Soundwaves on WFIT. And that's a track called Path from their new EP. And we're speaking with Grayson Charnock, who's the guitarist and the vocalist for Someday River. Mm-hmm. And I heard recently that you just quickly recorded a new song for a compilation album to benefit the victims and families of the Orlando Pulse shooting.
Yes, we did. Clarence Mayhew over at North Avenue Studios kind of reached out to us, and we knew a few other groups that were doing this, and it's just, it was amazing for him to put in so much work on this. We recorded it in 3 hours, and the whole album was released a week later, so I can only imagine every other band he was working with in that amount of time, too, and it's just amazing that he pulled it off.
Wow, that's just an amazing tribute. And again, we were talking about the local music community,
right,
coming together again and supporting one another and supporting the community.
Yeah. And as a band, and the whole thing happened less than a mile and a half from my house. It's kind of like, it's, you're at a loss over words. Like, what do you do to, do something or make a difference about it?
Yeah.
And so this gave us an opportunity to do something where we wouldn't have had that before.
Now, this is for an organization called Equality Florida.
Yes.
And what is exactly that?
It's a LGBTQ organization, just basically spreading love through Florida.
So this new compilation will be called Heartbeat, and it will feature various Central Florida bands.
Yeah, all local Orlando bands, greater Orlando. So I'm sure there's people from the just surrounding Central Florida area.
Yeah. And so will you play this new song?
We can. It's called Isn't It?
All right. We have Someday River in our performance studio, and they're going to have a play a new song.
All right.
You can trick yourself and avoid the call, believing the things that you know might fall. In a dark, dark room scribbled on the wall, there's nothing we need like nothing at all. You're all going broke just trying to pay the rent. I crack my piggy bank and find a way to live. In a dark, dark room with all my friends, we keep telling ourselves that's the way it is. Change, shooting back out, getting trapped in. So colors bleed, blue and gray, should leave it right where it lays. Cover it up until you're back again. All at once, cameras flash, shooting back out, getting trapped in a frame. You point it right at the page, bend it off and go down.
Someday River with a new song that will appear on a forthcoming compilation album called Heartbeats that is a benefit for the victims and families of the Orlando Pulse shooting. That was a great song.
Thank you.
Man, I'm like speechless now.
Yeah, I'm pretty out of breath too.
We've had Someday River perform in our performance studio today with a great session. Their new EP is out now, Sleeping Sideways. If people would like more information about your band, where can they go?
I would suggest Googling Someday River.
You guys got a website, though, right?
Yeah, we do, somedayriver.com. But if you Google our name or type it in pretty much anywhere, I don't think there's anything else called that right now. So,
and you're on Facebook and Instagram and all the usual places.
Yep.
Right. So all the best with the new EP, all the best with the upcoming gigs too. And again,
thank you so much.
I want to thank you very much for performing today.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.